This is a recording of the July 14, 2021 Operations Committee meeting to convene at 4 p.m. at the Chugach Electric Boardroom.
Our clock here in the boardroom says it's 4:03. And I'm going to take a roll call. So for those committee members, first we have Director Hollis, who's a committee member. We have Director Morse, and we have two other board members that are also in the room. We have Director Henderson and Director Kaysen. And we don't currently have anyone online except for Connie, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I assume everybody's had a chance to take a look at the agenda. So next up, I will take a motion for approval of the agenda.
I will move for approval of the agenda as written.
Second. Any discussion on the agenda as written? Hearing or seeing none, all those in favor of approving the agenda for the evening say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Next up, we have approval of the minutes. Our last ops meeting was on May 12th. I assume everyone's had an opportunity to review the minutes from that last meeting.
Move to approve.
Okay.
Second.
Is there any discussion on the minutes from the May 12th meeting? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the May 12th meeting minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. We have no persons to be heard this evening, so therefore no member comments. And we will move right along to item number 5, which is new business. First item up under new business is the election of the Operations Committee Vice Chair. Is there a motion?
Madam Chair, I will. Is it a motion or just a nomination?
It's a motion.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would move to nominate Director Wiggin as Vice Chair.
I'll second that.
All right. Are there, is there any discussion on that?
We assume he's good with that, even though he's not here to speak for
he's
himself.
He's good with that. I did talk to him
earlier
today, and I talked to him yesterday, and I think that that's the case. So if that is the case, the motion is move that the Operations Committee elect Director Wiggin as the Vice Chair of the Operations Committee. It's been moved and seconded. And if there's no further discussion, all those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, we'll move on to item number 5B, which is a review of board policy, which is the statement of functions of the ops committee. So you should have board policy 206 in your packet. There is, you have a redlined version of that. There's a little bit of minor update to that policy. I assume everyone's had a chance to review that. Is there, if so, is there a motion for that policy? Acceptance of that policy?
Madam Chair, I move that the Operations Committee recommends the Board of Directors approve revisions to Board Policy 206, Statement of Functions of the Operations Committee, as discussed and shown in the attached draft policy.
I will second that.
Is there any discussion on that? All right. Hearing or seeing none, all those in favor of approving that motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? right, hearing none, the motion passes. Okay, so next item is we have Mr. Hickey here, and he is going to give us an update on the RRC.
Sure, thank you. The RRC has been continuing to meet on a regular basis. The Regulatory Commission posted its, I won't say it's the final regulations, but they published the regulations that they have submitted to the Department of Law for review on July 1st. So those regs are out there. They have not noticed.
Good evening, Mark Wigan here.
Hi, Mark. Thanks. Thanks for attending. We are on item, excuse me, Brian. We are on item 5C. We are just starting an update from Mr. Hickey on the RRC.
So as I said, that the commission published their regulations on July 1st. They have not been reviewed by the Department of Law yet, so it is possible that there will be some changes to them, although it's unlikely that the changes will be significant. The committees are working, continued. We voted last Monday to continue to work. Let me back up and say, even though the RCA published the regulations, they have not started the clock, the 90-day clock on submittal of the application. We had set up our schedule so that we would be complete with the application by mid-October, and the group confirmed that we're going to continue to work to a complete application by mid-October, although at the current time, the actual clock won't start until the RCA says it starts, so we will have some time at the end of that, potentially to do whatever we need to do. The bylaws are at about 80%, I would say. They've been approved, tentatively agreed to by the group. The articles of incorporation are probably 95%. The standards processes, the integrated resource planning process, are well underway, and I'd say probably 35 or 40% complete. The tariff is probably 40% complete, and the budget subcommittee is continuing to monitor, you know, the cost, perform the cost control for the organization. We are kind of entering into a place right now where we're discussing the transition from the implementation committee to a governing board that would occur at a point in time when the governing board may not have a cost recovery mechanism. So there may be some things that we have to bring back to the board in that transition period. Based on the memorandum of understanding that we brought to you in December of 19, the implementation committee goes away as soon as the organization is incorporated. The organization has to be incorporated by regulation before it's certificated. And so there's sort of a blank period in there. So we've kind of kicking around, how do we actually fund the organization? Is it through a cash call that we get paid back? Or so there's some details around that. But I think it's moving forward, fairly, right now I wouldn't say that we're on schedule, but I think we'll have a pretty significant application by the middle to end of September. So that's sort of where we're at.
Okay, questions? Director Casey?
Yeah, Brian, so are there any noted or anticipated conflicts between the application as it's currently structured and envisioned to proceed and the regs that were published?
We have developed a spreadsheet that we call the Precious. It's a 365-line spreadsheet that has all the regulations broken down one line at a time in deliverables. We believe we've covered all of them, but we have a work session tomorrow with the committee, all the subcommittee chairs, as well as the executive committee of the IC, and we're going to spend 8 hours and go through every, make certain that every, you know, I has been dotted and every T has been crossed. So we'll be walking through that tomorrow, and by the end of tomorrow, I think we'll have a pretty good idea. Hopefully our objective tomorrow is to come out of this with each subcommittee chair understanding what they need to contribute to the application so that each deliverable is listed and get a completion date on it. There is a lot of narrative. To this point in time, the subcommittees have been working on process development. How do we do standards and what's the public process? We have a public process subcommittee. you know, how are we going to do an integrated resource plan? What are the terms and definitions? They've been working on that type of stuff. The regulations require a fair amount of narrative about how you're doing it. And so the idea tomorrow is to filter out all that and get each subcommittee chair specific direction on what narratives they need to draft. We also brought Rena Miller, who was the chief of staff for Senator Coghill and then Senator Giesel later, who actually worked on the development of SB 123. She's come on board to sort of coalesce everything and bring it together for us. So, and she's working out really well. So I think we'll have a complete application that should have all the I's dotted and the T's crossed.
So the time that's coming when it's possible the organization is stood up but doesn't have a means to fund itself or the work, what's the worst case scenario on how long that could last and what gets funded once it gets funded? What is funded? What activities?
What is funded? I'll address the first part. It really depends on when the RCA actually starts the clock. It would be 90 days from when they start the clock, less October 12th, if we choose to incorporate once we have the application done. That decision hasn't been made by the group yet. Once we've made the decision to incorporate, and there's some variables about why you might want to do that before and after, and we're trying to work through those as a group. Once you've made that, the RCA has 90 days to certify your application. So I think it would run probably that 90-day period. They do have the ability to come back and ask you to change things and then go to up to 270 days before they would say, no, this application isn't sufficient and we're going to start something. So it could drag on beyond the 90-day period. Once that's done, one of the questions that the IC is trying to wrestle with right now is, what do we do after that? Do we stand everything down and just wait and see what happens, or do we move forward? And I would say at this point, the group, there's been a lot of discussions about what the group might do after that, but there hasn't been any consensus on it. And so cost could be, you know, for recruiting, you know, beginning the recruitment process for the employees who have worked there. The question is, would we want to do that before we're certified? You know, and are those costs recoverable in rates if something happens and we're not certified? So there's a lot of unknowns in that period right now. We just started talking about it last week, and I'd say we're still sort of brainstorming it as a group and individually and trying to figure out how does that, you know, bootstrapping exercise go. So I really can't give you specifics at this point, but as soon as I have them all, you know, there will be some sort of a motion that will require the IC to pass that adopts a scope for that period. And once we have that, we will have where we've agreed to be as a group at that point. I'm sorry I don't have more detail for you, but we're sort of in that nascent stage of trying to understand how that would even look.
Okay, more questions? All righty. Thank you for that. So I think that ends this piece of the meeting, and we're ready to go into executive session. So, do we have a motion for going into executive session?
Madam Chair, I will move that pursuant to Alaska Statute 10.25.175(c)(1), (3), and (4), the Operations Committee go into executive session number one to discuss and receive reports regarding financial matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the cooperative, and two, to discuss legal matters with its attorneys, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal position of the cooperative, and three, to discuss personnel matters.
Okay. Second. All right, all those in favor of going into executive session, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, we are now in executive session contract. So we're good?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're out, out.
We're out, out. So We are out of session and we are going to take up with item 7, new business, and we are going to take up item A, which is the, or I'm sorry, item B. Item A, further discussion will be had on that at our next meeting. Item B, which is the wholesale power contract for the sewer electric system.
Madam Chair, I move that the Chugach Board Operations Committee recommend to the Board of Directors to authorize the Chief Executive Officer to execute the 2022 wholesale power contract between Chugach Electric Association and the City of Seward, doing business as Seward Electric Systems, and to submit the agreement to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska for approval.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you very much. Is there any further discussion on that item? All right, hearing none, all those in favor of approving the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion is approved. And I am going to suggest, for the essence of time this evening, maybe saving our director comments for after our next meeting, which Mr. Kaysen is going to take over for our governance meeting. And with that, if there's no objections, I will take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Mark, did you have something?
No, you said aye.
Oh, you said aye.
I said aye.
We're now adjourned.
He said